Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Doctors Are In show with Psychic Talk Radio, and I am your show's host. I am Dr. Rose. It's a lovely Friday late morning here in California. I'm calling from the West Coast, and so I hope that wherever you are and whatever time of day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. Welcome to The Doctors Are In, and before I get started with the introductions and whatnot, I just want to let you know that today we're going to be talking, continuing the topic of talking about archetypes. And so, but before I get to that, we'll do archetypes, and then we'll also do open lines and readings. So if you want to talk with us, make sure that you call our phone number, which is 714-816-4628, and if you want to ask a question or get a mini reading, you be sure to press the number 1, and it gets you into the queue so that we know that you want to talk to us. So again, that phone number is 714-816-4628, and be sure to press the number 1. One more time, 714-816-4628. Press the number 1 to talk to us. And just to let you know, we are actually live on Facebook. Now, you can't see our faces just yet. We haven't set up all of that, but we do have a lovely video for you, so you can sit there and watch all the colorful lights and things of that nature that goes on in the video, and hear us. So on Facebook, you, basically where you want to go is psychictalk.net/Facebook. That's psychictalk.net/Facebook. And you'll go there, you'll be in our group, Psychic Talk Radio, and you'll be able to see our video, our live video, okay? So, as I said, I am Dr. Rose, so let me do a little quick introduction of myself, and then I'll bring on my co-host, Dr. Dax. So, I am your host for the Friday show, The Doctors Are In, on Psychic Talk Radio, and I am also a producer for the network as well. I am a certified intuitive life coach. I have a PhD in linguistics. And I have a love for education, spirituality, language, and culture. I like a lot of things. I'm, you know, pretty much a multi, I'm going to say a multi-lover, but that doesn't sound right. Anyway, I like a lot of things. We'll just put it at that. I also have a passion for mythology, and that's one of the topics that we'll be talking about in relationship to archetypes and who they are and what they can do in our lives and how, actually, we can communicate with them. And I love, you know, to talk about topics of worship or devotion and invoking divine beings to help us. Because I really believe that they're out there to help us improve our lives. And despite my unique spiritual path, I use my knowledge to help others to create a better life. So that's me. And let me bring on my co-host, Dr. Dax. So first, to get to know him, Dr. Dax is actually the founder and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio. He's also the host of this show, and he's also the host of the Saturday show as well, and we'll be talking about that in a few. We'll get a little taste of what's coming up tomorrow. He has been a radio personality and in broadcasting for over 10 years. He's also the founder and president of the Tarot Guild for the past 15 years. He is the co-founder of the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and you can find that at angelpractitioners.com. And he's also the creator of the Tarot by the Numbers course. So let me bring on my co-host, Dr. Dax. Dr. Dax, are you there?
I am here, Rose. I am here. How's everything going?
Hey, it's going pretty well. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. There was a little hiccup with our Facebook Live, and I'm only now just getting it onto some of the groups like Psychic Talk that you mentioned earlier. It's Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook. The easiest way to get there is psychictalk.net/Facebook. So we're getting that all set up right now.
Perfect. Yes, Dr. Dax does a lot of the tech and marketing and things in the background, which is why he's the executive producer. So I see the video up, so that's great. You'll see a picture of me, Dr. Rose, and Dr. Dax with tarot cards back there as well. So I'm so excited to have you on the show with me. Actually, you know, Dax and I have a lot of fun with these shows, and, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to do these shows and bring people on and things of that nature. So going on to the next thing, again, let me just say this really quickly. If you want to call in and have a mini reading done or talk to us about the topic of archetypes for today's show, be sure to call the number 714-816-4628. And if you want to talk, of course, you need to press the number 1. So, oh, you know what? I forgot. Today is the mantra of the week. I'm supposed to do the mantra of the week, Dax, and I surely did not look that up before the show. So I'm flipping through my book right now. So just to let you guys know, I pulled these mantras out of a wonderful book called Healing Mantras. And it's called Healing Mantras, Using Sound Affirmations for Personal Power, Creativity, and Healing. And this book is written by it's written by Thomas Ashley Farrand, and that's Ashley-Farrand. He was a wonderful, he's no longer living on this plane at the time, but he was an American Vedic priest who was, I think, maybe the first or one of the first who wrote about mantras, Sanskrit mantras, and wrote it for an American audience that, or a Western audience that knows nothing about, you know, Sanskrit or Hinduism or anything like that. So I highly recommend this book. It's very easy to read, and I think you'll enjoy it. So let's see. I got to flip through my book and find out what to give you for today, because there's so many mantras, and I always like to give something that is easy for you guys to be able to chant, nothing long.
And how to pronounce, yeah.
And how
that's
to
why
pronounce.
We call
right,
you the mantra
right.
maven. Yeah, that's why we call you the mantra maven, Rose.
Oh, you know what? I am going to talk about Om. That's what I'm going to do. That's a better – okay. So Om is a
I don't remember ever
well.
Hearing you talk about that one, actually.
I know. And it's actually a very
And that's the one everybody
mantra.
Knows.
Exactly.
They've heard it in movies and
you,
stuff, yeah, TV.
Yeah, whenever you think of someone sitting and meditating with their legs crossed and they're doing Om, everybody knows that one, right? So let's see. So here, let me read this to you. So Om is the seed sound for what is called the Ajna Chakra. Chakra, like these energy wheels that exist in the body. And this is located at the third eye center. Om represents masculine and feminine energies which meet at the third eye center. And this is part of the reason why Om is precedes any other mantra that people chant, like Om Shrim Lakshmiye Namaha, or Om Om Hanumate Namaha. So Om tends to, you can chant it alone or you can chant it at the beginning of a mantra, place it at the beginning of a mantra. This seed sound contains the principle of unity. So we talked about the masculine and feminine energies meeting at the third eye center. There is a quality of cosmic intelligence associated with this seed mantra. And through meditation on Om, worry is extinguished and the mind becomes serene. One of my favorite Om mantras is Om Namah Shivaya, and it actually represents all of the, not all of the chakras, but all of the elements. So earth and water and air and fire, then also ether is another. Did I say air, wind, there's something in fire, and ether, sorry, all of the elements, let me just put it that way. And I have especially chanted that during a time where I was, you know, very nervous or just feeling off balance. And it's a type of mantra that will bring you into balance. So if you're feeling a bit offbeat or, you know, like you're kind of discombobulated, or maybe you're expressing more one kind of a fiery emotion or watery emotion more than, you know, the other ones, and you want to bring yourself into balance, you can chant Om Or you can do Om Namah Shivaya. That's another one to do. Om is also good. So that's the mantra for the week. It's Om. Let me write this down so I'll remember, because I think I'm running out of seed mantras here. So I need to make sure I make a note. Okay, great. So today's topic is about archetypes. So as last week, I started talking about what are archetypes. You know, archetypes are really kind of like a Carl Jung type of terminology, I would say, in our modern culture. And I think it extends back to Plato or back to Greek origins, ancient Greek origins. And basically, archetypes are light beings. They exist in a realm, or they are of a certain kind of visual wavelength that we cannot see, we cannot detect with our physical eyes. So that's basically what our archetypes are. Now, when I talk about archetypes, I'm talking about gods and goddesses, ascended masters, saints, angels. All of those are pretty much light beings. And in the, in the Eastern traditions, a lot of how they call the divine beings to people, to communities, to individuals, is through chanting a mantra, which is, you know, I just gave a mantra to you just moments ago. But before I get into all of that, let me talk a little bit more about communicating with them. So, there's a little bit of an introduction about what archetypes are. And there are archetypes that exist in cultures all around the world. This is not particular to any one culture. Many cultures, especially indigenous cultures, believe in other beings that are not in our physical realm. They don't necessarily have physical bodies, or sometimes, in some cases, they will manifest, you know, into a physical body for a particular reason. In other words, they will be born into the earth plane, and these are usually divine beings. You hear them a lot about them in history, like Jesus, for example. You know, he would be kind of like a divine being that came into the earth plane, and his teachings and who he was so impactful, it just kind of, you know, spread across the globe. Then there's also Krishna, if you've ever heard of Krishna or the Hare Krishnas. Krishna he's definitely a god in the East, but he's also, he was actually a living person on, you know, the earth plane many, many years ago, probably about maybe 3000 BC, okay? So anyway, in terms of communicating with archetypes, let's say you are interested in a particular god, goddess, or a saint, or a angel. How do you get into contact with them? Well, there are a different ways, and today I'll be talking about chanting or calling their name as two ways of doing it. And then I also want to add something to it as well, because next week I'll also be talking about other ways that you can communicate with the archetypes. But before the show started, I sat down and wrote out some key components for communicating or coming into contact with archetypes. And I want to share this with you before we get into the actual communication part. One of the things that's very important is to have faith. Now, here's the thing about that, because when I say faith, I'm talking about truly believing that these beings exist and that they can help you, okay? So as I've said on the show many times, there's a particular guru that I follow, a lot of his teachings that are wonderful. His name is Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai. You'll find out more about him at thepillaicenter.com. But here's a wonderful quote that he has. And he says, you know, we need to have faith. With faith, you can move mountains. And what is faith? Faith is utter positivity. There is no negativity at all in faith. It's not a metaphysical concept. It is something that you believe in. That's positivity, right? What's positivity? What's the positivity? The positivity is that I will be delivered. This is what he's quoting. I will be delivered, not after death, but right now, at this moment, of my financial problems, of my relationship problems, illness or sickness, and so on and so forth. So that's his definition of faith. And now one thing I want to be able to kind of distinguish is this. Sometimes there's this, I remember I've gotten a couple of messages about people who would say, oh, you're not supposed to have 100% faith. No, they were confusing faith with blind faith. Blind faith is something really different, and usually that's in reference to religious leaders, like human beings. So what I tell people is that have faith in the archetype, have faith in the saint, the God or goddess, the angel, you know, the ascended master. It's different when you're talking about people, human beings, even if they're religious and they're very influential. You got to be really careful because they are also product. You know, they can fall to the, what does he call it? They can, they have the same weaknesses that all human beings do. They can be sinful. They can be negative. They can confuse people, oppress people, and things of that nature. So I'm not talking about blind faith in the sense of a religious leader, like, you know, going to a religion and just follow whatever they do, whatever they say. I am not talking about that whatsoever. When I'm talking about archetypes, I'm talking about divine beings who are not trapped in the physical realm that like we are. They don't have the fragilities. They don't have the weaknesses that we do. And you can trust them, okay? Even if your faith is not totally positive, as Dr. Pillai was talking about in the quote, then, you know, one of the things that I say is just to be honest with them. That's another key component, is when you come into contact with them, if you're praying to them or chanting or whatnot, just honesty is always the best policy, okay, with them. They can actually read you. They read your energy. Some of them, they may be even able to read your thoughts, you know, at least your dominant ones. They know what's going on, so you might as well tell them. If you say, look, you know, for example, Goddess Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and abundance, I've been told that you will bless people with material wealth. And I don't know if this is true. I'm new to you, but I would like to develop a relationship with you and have more faith in you. Okay? You can say that. That's being honest, right? Don't act like you're, oh, I totally believe, and you don't. That's not a good thing, right? They know that. They'll sit back and like, mm-hmm. So always be honest. You know, I want to develop a relationship with you. I'm not quite there, my faith isn't quite there, but I want to develop a relationship with you. Always be honest. That's my thing. Also, there's a wonderful way of getting them into your consciousness as well. That's another key component, is to read their stories. Like, I've read stories about saints and how they've lived. A lot of the Catholic saints, though, well, you talk about some difficult lives. My goodness. But they've also performed miracles. You know, find out what you can about them and who they were. And, you know, there's something there. Really read their stories. And when you do that, it really creates a deep connection with that archetype. They become alive, or it's almost like they awaken, you know, deep within your consciousness. And it makes it a lot easier to be able to connect with them. In some ways, you'll find that, especially if you're attracted to a particular archetype, you will find that, you know, reading about them in their lives, it's almost as if it's a piece of puzzle that's been missing within you, like, you know, deep on the level of soul or something like that. And it's like you finally found this piece of puzzle. You'll really connect with them. So that's another way, a key component in terms of communication, is getting them into your consciousness. Find out about them, read about them. Another important way of connecting with them or communicating with them is to show and express love. You know, archetypes love love. I mean, love is a very powerful force. And like I said, if it takes something for you to get there, that's fine. But I'll talk about this next week, but, you know, you can offer things to them. You can sometimes, like, water is like a really simple offering. You know, it's like treating them like a special guest in a way. That's more about, you know, sacred space and altars, and I won't get into all of that today. But show and express love towards them, you know, or just that you want to love them more. You want to expand your heart chakra, your energy, your consciousness, or something like that, you know. And then love, all kinds of love. Here's another thing, too, that sometimes people don't know and they may get confused about. Archetypes can serve as like a close relative of yours, you know, a beloved relative. They can be like a sibling, a brother or sister, someone that you admire, a teacher, and they can be a parent. You know, a lot of times people refer to God as my father or the goddess as my mother. I do that too. And then there, for me personally, there are some archetypes that are just like an older sister to me, an older brother or something like that. And then also there are archetypes where they're like a lover to you. You just love them and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Even if you have attraction, even if it's a sexual attraction. Do not be afraid of that. We are human beings. We are built like that. We have sexual organs and needs and whatnot. So do not be afraid of that. If you feel that way towards them, that's okay. I know I'm laughing. So Dr. Daxon is evil laugh. Remember, it's love, right? You can treat them like your favorite lover. What do you do if you have a lover? You have, hopefully, you'll treat them very well. You know, you bring them flowers or you go out on a date. You read them love poetry or something like that. They dig that stuff, okay? So don't be afraid to do that if that's how you really feel. Remember, this is your personal relationship with them. So you don't have to tell the world. You don't even have to tell, you know, whomever's living in the house with you. This can just be your inner thing. You know, you can just, like, I really love this angel. I have such a strong attraction. I love him. That's okay. They love, and they dig that. And that's a very powerful force. So that's a wonderful way of connecting with them. So in terms of direct communication, there are all ways to do it. And archetypes are different, you know, from different traditions. So saints, there are some saints that have special prayers. If you're moving towards, like, in, I would say, Christian Catholic kind of circles, there is the Lord's Prayer. There is Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, you know. those are two very powerful prayers because it's something that people have been saying for centuries. There's a lot of energy that's within that, those particular ones. So they're very powerful if that's something that you want to use. Again, some of the saints, for example, or angels have particular prayers, maybe an enlightened person, I don't know, like a monk or something like that, has written about them, and, you know, they have a particular prayer that they say works to bring, you know, the angel or the saint towards you, to you, and you can do that. That's fine. So it's going to take a little bit of research. You need to do that. In the Eastern traditions, as you know, I've talked about some of the archetypes out of India in particular, they usually have a mantra that goes with them. And there are some mantras that are short and some that are really long. So, you know, if you want to do a long mantra, that's fine. That could be like several, I won't say volumes, but let's say chapters. We'll put it that way. And if you want to do that, that's perfectly fine. There are shorter mantras that you can do as well. And as we said, yeah, I said before, there's a standard practice of chanting the mantra 108 times. And hopefully in one sitting, if not, you can break it up, you know, by 54 times in the morning, 54 in the evening. It's not always about the repetition when it comes to Sanskrit mantras. It's really about the energy and your state of consciousness. It's okay to chant mantras if you're just going about your day and you don't need to focus. You know, you're just doing like some mundane kind of activity. You can do that. But one of the most powerful things that I found is that when you're in a meditative state and you chant it, and not just chant it because you have to get 108 done. Remember I said that you don't necessarily have to do that. But if you just say it with love and you just say it for connection, it's gonna come through. It'll be just as powerful, okay? Let's see, are there other – some people use – well, going back to the Catholic part, some people use rosaries. Or there's – you can just – another way to really connect with an archetype, especially if there's not any particular text that goes with them, there's a prime example of that is ancient Egyptian gods and goddesses. There's not always like a – there are some texts that are associated with them, but, you know, a lot of that can be I call it verbose, just a lot to read. But chanting the name of the archetype can also bring them to you as well, okay? And I will share with you now my experience. I was talking to Dax about this yesterday, chatting him up on Facebook, and I have been working with a particular ancient Egyptian goddess. Her Greek name is Hathor. Her ancient Egyptian name would be Heteru or Hetheru. And she's more known for the goddess of love and passion and dance and things of that nature. But she actually is a bit more like the overall arching goddess. or she was like that in ancient Egyptian history. If you're familiar with Shakti, you know, some of you who know me, my spiritual name is Shakti, and Shakti is like the overall mother goddess of the whole universe who created all of that. Heteru was definitely like that. And then another goddess kind of came into play, which would be Isis, that you guys would know, or Aset. And she became popular and known as the mother goddess. So, you know, that all depends upon what's happening politically and religiously in whatever particular, you know, period of time. But anyway, I felt really called several weeks ago. I felt very called to just connect with Heteru and or Hathor. And I just chanted her name. Like, I didn't have a particular text. There's been some people have written poetry to her. I haven't really, you know, used that, but I just chanted her name, and I would just visualize her. I'd be in a meditative state, you know, I'd close my eyes, I'm sitting in a comfortable position, and I would just see an image of her, and I would just chant her name. And then me, I do a lot of kind of, I would say, visualization meditation. So I would set the scene. I would see her maybe in her dress or with her cow horns or something like that. And then I would just allow the picture to kind of take place, or allow her, while I'm chanting her name, allow her to just, you know, live, allow the scenery to live on its own. I don't try to direct it or anything like that, typically. And she comes alive. And one of the wonderful things, this has been, it's been a really interesting connection with her, because I was getting a lot of messages from her, and I've been writing it down in my journal, which I always recommend that you guys do when you're working with an archetype. Definitely write down what you're hearing, what you're experiencing, and try to do it without judgment, right? And because you can always come back to it later. But anyway, I got to a point in this experience where I really wasn't sure if what I was getting was true. Okay, like I was going into this whole state of, I don't know if I'm fantasizing or if this is real. You know, is the visualization meditation experience a real thing, or is it fake? You know, or just something, you know, my creative brain has come up with, you know, that has no real meaning other than to entertain myself like TV does, right? So this is where I was going through in my mind. And I actually, this week, I just went into this whole, it was almost like a black hole of just despair. I was so upset. I'd been crying for a couple of days, and just like I really kind of lost. What's been happening to me recently is that a lot of some of my hurts and pains around relationships have been coming up for me, and coming up in a way where, like, I knew it was there, but I didn't know how deep it was, you know, and how, I don't know how to explain it. It was just very strong and very impactful. And so I got to the state in my mind where I was just like, I don't think God has any mercy. I went there. I was like, God hasn't shown me any mercy in this, in my love relationships. He knows that I tried. Why isn't this happening? Blah, blah. You know, I was just on a tear. I don't know God's love, compassion, and mercy. Why is this happening? You know, that kind of thing. You know, I'm a good person. I've been working with archetypes. I tell people about archetypes. What's going on, right? Anyway, a wonderful thing happened to me yesterday that brought me out of that. And a friend of mine sent me a gift, and she sent me a statue of Heteru. And it's very significant in so many levels. And I have to, you know, I've been working with Heteru, doing what I call goddess meditations at least 5 or 6 times during the week for several weeks now. And as I said, I was going through this whole thing. I was like, is this real? Is it fantasy? What's going on? Now, a friend of my dear friend, I also work with her, you know, she contacted me on Tuesday and said, hey, I want to send you something. What's your address? So I gave her my address, and I told her, I said, you know, you don't have to do anything. She said, no, I need to do this, right? It was just very, very clear. I need to do this. I was like, okay. So I forgot about it, you know, that I had given her my address and things of that nature. And I get this box, and she had bought from Amazon a statue of Heteru. Now, here's the funny thing, is that I was actually going to buy that exact same statue. I had it in my cart, but I decided to hold it onto the side. I was like, I'll do it later, because right now I need to buy something else. I was buying some supplements and stuff. And it was that exact same statue. Now, then when I contacted her, I said, did you send this to me? She said, oh, yeah. And then she said, listen, I'm just a conduit. The goddess, she said, Hetairu told me to buy this for you. And I was like, what? She said, no, I got the message. It was loud and clear that I was to buy this statue for you. And then she said she went to Amazon. She didn't know which one to buy. There are at least about two or three different statues or things that she of Hetairu that she could have bought. And she said, but she told me this was the one, and it was the exact same one that I wanted. So what did that tell me? Right then and there, it told me that, first of all, you know, my inner visualization meditations, they're very powerful, and I'm definitely in contact with her. Now, my friend didn't know I was calling on her, you know, and I was meditating with her, so she was aware of that. But she didn't know that I wanted a particular statue, especially that particular one that she bought me. She had no clue about that. She was directed to send that to me. So the goddess actually sent that to me. And that was like, okay, it's very real. And what I mean by that is, remember, this is all inner work, right? This is all done in a meditative state inside my mind. And what produced, what came out of that was an actual material object, a 3D object, and it was the image of the goddess. I mean, I don't know what to tell you how powerful that is. You know what I'm saying? So that answered that question, like, you know, is this real? Yes, it's very real. On top of that, remember I was saying that I, you know, my thought was, I don't know God's mercy and compassion. Well, there's another archetype that I'm very close to, who really takes care of me in a lot of ways, mind, body, and soul, and even physically. I've had him heal my knees and stuff like that, and I've had problems with him. His name is Shiva. He is a god from India, for the most part. In southern India, he is considered to be the god, right? And you'll often see an image of him maybe sitting in a cross-legged position. He might be sitting on a tiger skin or lion skin, and, you know, he has locks and things of that nature. He might be smiling or he might be looking like he's kind of, you know, in a meditative state. So Shiva, there's a whole interesting story about that. I'm not going to get into all of it. We don't have enough time, but I will definitely share that as I talk more about archetypes. But Shiva, let's just say, is very close to me. Now, my friend who bought me the statue, her spiritual name is Shiva Lata. So she has actually Shiva's name as a part of it. So she bought me this statue, Shiva, right? So I could tell, oh, this is a gift from Shiva. Not only that, in India, in Vedic astrology, you have gods that what we call govern or rule over certain days of the week. Yesterday was Thursday, and guess what? That is Shiva's day. That's the day that Shiva governs in the week. I received that package on a Thursday. So he was also sending me a message. I am here. I understand what you're going through. And here's my compassion. It was just, it was wonderful. I don't even know how to explain it. It was so, so powerful. And I really wanted to share that with you guys. I share that with you for a lot of reasons. I don't want you to think that I have it all together. Because I go through my dark periods, and this week was definitely one of them. But one of the things that I love about working with gods and goddesses and saints, and, you know, when you really take them on as like a close friend or somebody who's very near and dear to you, whatever that is for you, they really come through for you in ways that you probably don't even recognize. You know, I was fortunate enough to really pick up on how important this statue was to me, this gift. You know, and being able to contact my friend and saying, no, the goddess directed me to buy that for you. She told me this is the one to send, and that's the exact same one I wanted. And the fact that her name has part of the, her spiritual name that has Shiva's name, who's also close to me, he was also sending me, and the fact that it arrived on his day. I mean, you know, you can't get more clear than that, right? So I love
sounds like it, Rose.
About that. Yeah. Well, go ahead. Did you want to say something?
I just wanted to throw in angels as well, because we have a lot of practitioners on Psychic Talk Radio that work with angels.
Yes, exactly. And that's something that's been coming up for me as well. I don't really work with angels much. I mean, I believe in them, and, you know, but I've had an angel come into my consciousness, we'll put it that way, into my meditations, and I'm like, who are you? I'm Gabriel. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay. So it's really just it's really interesting. It's exciting. And when you take them on as, you know, close associates, you know, people that you are that are near and dear to you, they really show up for you. They can help resolve. They really tend to get to the core issue of the problems that you're having. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, in terms of my love life, that's always been a struggle for me. I'm not saying that that part has been resolved, but I do know that I am very loved, you know, by these particular divine beings, and that they did answer a question that I had. I don't even know if I directly asked them the question, but they answered questions. They fulfilled me in a way that I needed at the time. And so that's why I highly recommend you can talk to them every day, even if you don't, if you can't put up a picture of them, or, you know, maybe you're in a particular home where this kind of thing is not something, you know, that people might tease you or give you a hard time over. You can always do this silently inside yourself. You don't have to do an outward showing of that. Okay. Like, I didn't have a statue of Heteru at all. Right. All of the things that I was doing was really internal, just my internal meditations. As a matter of fact, I'll even let you know next week in terms of you can have a picture of them on your cell phone. And it doesn't even have to be the main picture, like the, what do you call it, the home picture or the lock screen. It could just be one of the pictures that you have in your, you know, picture app or something like that. And I'll tell you some things that you can do with that as well. But yeah, so, you know, communicating with archetypes, archetypes are there for you. They are compassionate beings. They want to help. And if you reach out to them, they will reach out to you, and they will do a lot. They will do things that will just, you know, completely surprise you. And that was one of the experiences that I shared today, was one of those surprising experiences. So, you know, if it's a being from the East, you can chant, you know, if you know their mantra, or you can just chant their name, or, you know, a heartfelt prayer is great. They respond to that as well. Okay. So that's it for my topic. Dax, what do you think?
Awesome, great information. I saw people commenting, and I know Sharona, one of our hosts, commented, great information. And it's a great series we're doing here on the archetypes. Fits in nicely with tarot as well, because tarot is basically archetypes. And when we're using
right.
the tarot, that's exactly what we're doing. Yeah. I think it's awesome. We're going to have some other shows on this topic. I did want to mention that if you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, you'll see all the upcoming shows. And on Friday, November 29th, that's next Friday, it mentions the how to bring the archetypes into your life. But actually, we're going to be moving that show because we forgot that it's Thanksgiving week. And you, Dr. Rose, may be away. And so what we're going to do is we won't be here next Friday, but we'll move that show to Friday, December 6th, and we'll move the December 6th show to the following week. So we'll bump everything 1 week. So as long as I'm on the topic here of upcoming shows, before we go to the phone lines next, yes, we're going to the phone lines now, so this is the time you want to call in, folks. 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air. That'll put you into the caller queue. You can call in just to listen to the show, but if you want to be live with us, press 1. 714-816-4628. And as I said, you can find all the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net. And if you type in psychictalk.net/upcoming, that page will pop right up for you here. Tomorrow we've got a great show for you. You know, we're about to head into the holidays, Rose, and we're going to be talking about surviving the holidays stress-free. That's Mary Brown and I. It's also open lines and mini readings all show long, but we'll be talking about surviving the holidays. We got some great stuff for you.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, November 24th, it's the Magic Universe Show with Sharona Rapsik. And she'll be taking calls as well. But she has a special guest, Sabrina Marie Bazo. And Sabrina and Sharona will be talking about Thanksgiving and the power of gratitude.
So that's this Sunday. On Monday, there's a doubleheader, Wisdom of the Soul, followed by Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. And then I'll be back next Saturday, November 30th will be the next time I'm on. We're doing a psychic spin episode, Are There Infinite Universes? That's going to be an interesting show. And if you're unfamiliar with the psychic spin segment, what that is, we pull tarot cards, we use numerology, psychic insight to look at things that are in the news. And a little while back, Mary noticed a lot of articles coming out on infinite universes, the multiverse theory, things like that. So we're going to pull cards on it.
Wow.
So that's all the shows coming up in the near future. You can see a whole list at psychictalk.net/upcoming. All righty. So are you ready to go to the phone lines?
Yes, I am. Let's see. So we have caller whose area code is 239. Caller 239, you've been holding the longest. Welcome to the show. Give us your name and tell us where you are calling from.
Hi, thank you. My name's Lana, and I am calling from Florida.
Hi, Lana, you said, is that your name?
Yes, that's correct.
Lana.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Welcome to the show, Lana. How can
thank
we help you,
you
today?
May I ask a question about...
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Well, I'd like to ask a question about my love life. Do you see a loving partner coming into my life in the near future?
Okay,
so you're not seeing anybody right now?
I am seeing somebody right now, but I don't think it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm not getting good energy about that. So.
Yeah, some of that is showing up in the cards here. Just doing it as a strict yes, no. You know, I often do just a strict yes, no on these kind of questions, and I'm getting three yeses, meaning, you know, it can come in, but there's something left to be done in order to bring that in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Nine of Wands suggests that you're ready. You have everything lined up in order to bring in the right person, start the right relationship. The individual in the Waite Smith version of this card has the battle wounds and the bandages. And, you know, it's showing all that you've gone through. And, you know, you're ready, but some things are holding you back. And when I pull these cards, typically in this kind of question, I'm looking for a core card to show up, indicating an individual coming in. And nothing showed up in this initial drawing. And I'm going to pull some more cards to see if someone does show up. But what that indicates to me is that things aren't quite ready yet. The central focus card is the Devil card, and that's a card about attachments. Whether you're conscious of this or subconscious, you're attached to something or multiple things that are holding you back from moving forward and finding and starting the right relationship. Just off the bat, and that could be anything. You know, that could be that could be attachments to stuff from previous relationships. But, you know, just as an example, you know, you said you're seeing this individual that you don't think it's going to work out. That's
correct.
Going to prevent you from moving forward. Yeah, because you're attached to that. You're attached to this individual.
Yeah, not for long. Not
right.
For long. I mean, we started to – I thought he was, you know, a fun person and somebody I wanted to maybe have a relationship with, but as I'm getting to know him, I see that we're too far apart for me.
Right.
It's not
right.
What
so
I'm looking for.
What the cards are. So real quickly, what I'm trying to say is what the cards are saying is you have to deal with all of this and put it aside before you can move forward. And then once you do, it's going to be slow progress towards that goal showing up in the form of the six. It's the Six of Wands. The Six of Swords. And that's also the timing card. It's letting me know that this whole process is going to take 6 weeks. It's going to be the end of the year, the beginning of next year before this is going to happen. And then what happens is an individual does come in, and they're showing up in the form of the Knight of Cups, and Cups is the water element. I would not be surprised if this person doesn't happen to turn out to be a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces.
Okay. All right. Well,
so that's
appreciate
what I got.
Thank
for you
very much.
I hope that helps you out, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. It does. Thank you. All right.
All righty.
Okay. All right.
And by the way,
go ahead.
Hold on just
Sorry.
A second. Yep.
Sure.
Remember to take a pause. Yeah. Dr. Rose is getting used to running the switchboard here, and she wants to jump to that next call, and it's like, wait, remember to take a pause between calls because there's other stuff.
Right.
What I wanted to mention to everybody is that, I didn't give the numerology of the day, and I like to do that on all the shows, and the entire date, 11/22/2019, look at that, two master numbers, 11 and 22, the master illuminator and the master builder number. That date adds up to 18, 1 plus 8 is 9, so it's a 9 day. And that's the number of the old soul and people that want to help other people, the general public in general. It's also the number of endings, because 9 is the end of the cycle. You have 1 through 9, and then the cycle starts over again at 1 through 9. So this is a great day to literally and figuratively clean closet, clean house, clean out everything that's not serving you anymore, relationships, belief systems, anything like that. And if you have projects that you haven't worked on, that's on the back burner, you know, make room for new things. Clear all this stuff out. And the day itself being the 22nd, the master builder number, that also reduces to 4 in numerology. 2 plus 2 is 4, and 4 is the number of structure. This is a great day for making plans. It's a great day for starting new projects, researching, working on new projects as well. For the card of the day, I got the Queen of Pentacles. This queen is the nurturer. And that energy fits in really well with the date energy of 9, helping others, being the nurturer. You want to adopt that outlook today. So there you go. That's the numerology and the tarot card of the day. Okay, Rose, take us to the next call.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah. So we have caller 860, area code 860, who's been holding the longest. Hi, caller. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Lisa. Thank you very much, from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa from Connecticut. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you today?
Enjoying it very much. Wondering if you could just tell me how the rest of my year is going to go at all. Like if it's going to get better or it's going to be worse, or will I be extra happy the New Year's coming and this one's gone?
Okay. I know Dax is working on the cards right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had a issue on the Facebook Live, so I didn't quite catch that. Can we go over that again for me?
Wondering how my year is going to wind up in a nutshell. And I could see her on I could see her on Facebook Live earlier. She said we couldn't see, but I could. Pretty sure that was you.
Oh, well you know, Facebook, what I meant was it's not like a live video. So
we're talking
in other
about
words,
video,
you can't see me moving around. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
On some of the shows, we pop on video. On other shows, we don't. We just have a video background going in the background and the audio playing from Blog Talk. So that's how that works there. Yeah. Hey, what month were you born in?
January.
January. Okay. And the day?
26.
26. Okay. So I want to see where you are in the 9-year cycle. I was just mentioning about 9 and how that's the end of the 1 through 9 cycle. We go through these cycles, and the world year 2019, 2 plus 1 is 3, 3 plus 9, 12, 1 plus, it's a 3-year that we're in now. And coincidentally, you're in a 3-year as well.
Okay.
And that's creativity and communication. And next year, you're moving into a year of structure. In fact, today's date, the 22nd, as I mentioned, is structure, making plans, getting ready, so that as you move through the rest of the years in the 9-year cycle, and you get to the higher numbers where you start receiving abundance from what you've done earlier in the cycle, that's what next year is going to be about. You want to get things prepared, do the research, make the plans. It's a great year for that. Today, you know, this year is about all about communication and creativity, and you know, letting your creativity thrive. Things along those lines. That's what you want to be looking at. And let's see. It looks like you're in the middle of a shift right now. I got the Wheel of Fortune card showing up for you. And that's at the very beginning of the spread. So it's talking about a shift in focus. One door closing, another door opening. But in general, good fortune coming your way over the next few weeks as we end the year. That's what's showing up. I also have the Lover's card showing up as a central focus.
Now, I'm married,
I'd have to ask more questions and draw more cards to get more specific on this, but it is the central focus card in the spread that I drew about, you know, what's going on between now and the beginning of 2020. And when people hear the Lover's card, you know, the first thing they think about is, you know, lovers, romance, that kind of thing. But the original concept of the card was about choice. In fact, in the original earlier versions of the card, there was 3 individuals, and people took that as the male in the card was making choice between the 2 females. And we're not necessarily talking about between 2 lovers. One of the individuals looked, one of the females looked older, like it could be his mother. You know, it's like the choice to leave home, that kind of thing. But, you know, history lesson aside, the takeaway here is choices, that you're going to have choices that come up and decisions you're going to need to make. And what shows up is the Knight of Wands. Wands are fire. That's the passion element. And especially something like the Knight of Wands, that kind of card, it's about chasing your passions, following your passions as you move forward, which also makes a lot of sense with the numerology as you go into 2020, which is going to be a 4-year for you. It's going to be a 4-year for all of us, but it's also your personal year cycle. It's a 4, you know, that structure, making plans, getting ready for the future kind of thing. So I hope that helped you out. Do you have any questions on that or anything?
I'm wondering if my only child is going to show up through the holiday season.
Okay. Yeah. We can take a look at that real quick here. I'll do a quick yes-no, and I'm getting 4 out of 5 yes. There's a strong possibility that could happen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yep. It seems like there might be some blockages there. Just like with the previous caller, the devil card shows up, which is talking about attachments. And I don't know what those attachments are. We'd have to do a much longer reading. But there's something from the past that you're still attached to, which might be preventing this from moving forward, if that makes any sense to you. So I just wanted to leave you with that so you can mull that over.
That I am still attached to?
Yeah, I get the feeling it's you. I mean, it could be the child, too, but I...
Okay,
there's
I got
something,
it. I got
and it. Yeah, and it might not be. You might not even be conscious of it right now. It might be subconscious. But if you work on that and clearing that out, that's going to help things along for this to actually manifest. The potential's there. In fact, it's very strong. But it's like there's a little bit of work to be done. That's all. I hope that helped you out.
A lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
awesome.
Lisa, for calling in. Let's see. Okay, there we go. Okay. So did you have anything that
quick,
you wanted
Rose.
To add to that, Dad?
Yeah. Yeah, but before we go to the next caller, I wanted to mention that, here on the radio shows, we only have very limited time. And so
right.
if you really want to get to the heart of the matter, we really have to do a private session. Where we have more time, we can draw more cards. I can do your full numerology chart and really get to the heart of things. Also, in situations like with Lisa, I could pull their chart as well and do a comparison analysis. Yeah, as
okay.
well.
So you have to get deeper.
What I want,
there are almost like deeper layers, right?
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. So I want to send people over to our brand new website, thetarotguild.com. It's thetarotguild.com. And you'll find me on the site there. Anytime, any place you see my picture, just click my picture. It'll take you to my page. And you can book a session right off that page. Lots of contact information on there, too, to get a hold of me for a private reading. All there on thetarotguild.com. You'll find me under members if you can't find me, but right on the front page, I've made a bunch of comments, so you're going to see my profile icon and my name. Just click the name, which is a link, or my picture. It'll take you over to my page, and you can book a private session right there on thetarotguild.com. Alrighty, so let's check the time here. Wow,
nice.
The time is really flying by, Rose, but I think we have time to maybe
sure
squeeze
has.
In a call or two. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the next person has been waiting the longest, area code 480. If you're there, 480, give us your name and let us know where you're calling from. Hello, caller 480. You're on the air. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll come back to you. Maybe there's a technical issue. Let's go on to the next one. We have a caller from the area code 850. 850, if you're there, give us your name.
My name is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Florida.
All right.
I love
a lot of Florida people on today.
Yeah. I love calling in and sometimes just listening, but I just wanted a general reading, pretty much like the last girl, maybe for 2020. You know, it's just out of curiosity what it all seen and stuff.
Right. Do you have anything in particular that's on your mind, or because sometimes a more general spread like that might take more time. Do you have like something in particular that you're looking at?
One thing is my daughter is pregnant, and of course I'm curious if I'm going to have a grandbaby, a boy or a girl. I already have two grandbabies that are boys, so I'm just kind of curious.
Want to see if it mixes things up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm just curious. You know, I got another son, and then I got a girl, another daughter, and wondering how things are with their lives and how everything's you know, going with me. And just a general reading, I guess. I don't know what exactly to ask.
Okay. No, I was just trying to see if there was something particular in your heart. Dax, we'll go ahead and fill in.
We'll see what comes up. But in general, on the radio shows, I try to get people to do very, very specific questions because of the limited time, you know. But we'll see what comes up. But also, I wanted to, Darlene, what's your birth month and day?
October the 14th.
October 14th. We're going to take a look at your personal year cycle here and see where you're at, just like I did with the last callers, because that'll give you a lot of information even without the cards, you know. So you're in a nine personal year. So this year is about endings. Remember I said the date today is a nine, and I talked about cleaning closet literally and figuratively. That's what you want to do the remaining weeks leading up to the end of the year and the beginning of 2020 is get ready for that next year, because you're in this nine personal year. This is the time to, you know, let go of things, let go of beliefs that are not serving you, friendships that are not serving you anymore, anything like that, old baggage, and literally too, you know, clean things out, make room for other things to come in. Energetically, it's amazing when you do that. I get a lot of people, of course, that call in and they're looking for their next significant other. And the first thing I ask them is, you know, well, is there room in your closet? Do you have an empty drawer? Do you have a two-car garage but only room for one car to park in there? I'm not saying move them in. What I'm saying is creating the energetic possibility by having it open. So you can literally, physically do that and make room. You can also, you know, figuratively just, you know, clear that stuff out. You know, what's these beliefs that you're holding on to that really aren't serving you anymore? Friendships that aren't working anymore. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can let go of. And, you know, take care of that over the next, what do we got left here? We got another, 5 weeks to go or so? Five and a half, something like that, before the end of the year?
That's about
it. And then next year. Yeah?
Well, I was just going to say that I had watched a movie called The War Room, and it's a very spiritual movie. And one of the things is cleaning out your closet. I already started.
There you go.
It had my daughter in tears. But go ahead with the rest of your thing.
Well, we call that a synchronicity. That's when things that seem unrelated are related, you know. So this information coming up and then you seeing that movie and the message in the movie and being able to link that as a synchronicity. It's the universe's way of giving you the cosmic wake-up call. Literally out of the clouds comes a wet mackerel. They slap you across the face, you know. It's it's like, wake up, Darlene. And by the way, as I go back to the cards, the central focus card is, in fact, the judgment card, which is the cosmic wake-up call card in tarot. Isn't that amazing? That's another synchronicity. And it's the central focus.
Oh, wow.
So this is a big wake-up call from the universe of what you need to do. You know, that you need to be cleaning house and letting things go. And when you go into 2020, remember, energetically you're shifting into a 1 year. You're beginning a whole new cycle in your life of 1 through 9. And one is beginnings. And to have beginnings you need to clear things away in the 9 year, and you got, you know, five and a half weeks left to do that. That's the big message that's coming through. By the way, on the baby front, I'm getting the card that's showing up is the Queen of Wands. Wands is fire. So potentially, I don't know when the baby is due, and I'm not an astrologer, so I'm not good on these things. You know, fire would be Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, and it's female, obviously. So there's the potentiality for that. I just wanted to throw that in because you asked about it.
Hope now that you helped said you out. What is, you said fire. What does fire mean? What months are
okay? So fire is the element. I don't know. I honest to God, I'm a tarot reader and a numerologist. I am not an astrologer. You got to type it into Google: Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. That'll tell you the months. I don't know. I'm not an astrologer.
Yeah,
but there's a potentiality of this individual coming forth being an Aries, a Leo, or Sag, but it doesn't have to be. Like, for instance, if the baby was to be born in a month that is not one of the fire signs, somewhere else in their natal chart, they might have fire. They might have Aries, Leo, Sag. Also, another factor that often happens is that even if it's not those exact astrological sun signs, quite often the individual has the, I don't know how to put it, help me out here, Rose, attributes, I want to say, you know, of those kind of signs. So that fiery energy.
Yeah.
You might end up with a granddaughter that's, real fiery there. Just throwing that out there.
Fiery can be like impulsive. They just do things. So don't, you know, they're very out there, outgoing, maybe extrovert type of thing. You know, protective. They're fiery. It's like whoosh, you know, that kind of energy. You know.
What months are Sagittarius and Leo and Aries?
I can give you the general idea, but I don't know the specific date. So Aries usually is in, I believe it's in March somewhere. And like Dak says, make sure you Google it. Let's see, Leo comes after Cancer. That's after July 22nd. I think it's around July 24th or July 22nd. Something that's when that Leo begins. And then Sagittarius, I believe, is in November something. So you just have to check it out and see, and, you know, and as Dak said, he's not an astrologer, neither am I. So it could be the sun sign, like it could be the month and year. Was it the month that they're born? It also could be more of a moon sign thing. So it just really depends. You know, we're not projecting a particular month. We don't really know that from the tarot. It won't specify that kind of information. But you can look it up and see, and you know,
right.
I would enjoy, yeah, and enjoy your
yeah.
grandchild that's coming.
Thank
that's
you
right.
So much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Darlene. Have a wonderful weekend. So I'm going to put you on mute.
And thanks for the call. Just
absolutely.
Real quick,
thank
I looked that up,
call.
And I got Aries is March 20th through April 21st. Leo is usually July 23rd through August 22nd, and Sag is November 23rd through December 21st. And like I said, I'm just throwing that out there because that's what came up in the card. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the baby is going to come in those months. But that individual might end up having similar attributes to those signs. And of course, they can show up in other places in the natal chart, like you said, Rose, as well.
Yeah.
I think we have time.
Yeah.
We're almost at the end of the show, but I think we have time to take another call before we head off the air. What do you think?
Okay. That sounds good to me.
So we have somebody just disappeared. All right, so let's see who's here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So caller from area code 203. Caller 203, if you can hear us, give us your name.
I can hear you.
Where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat in Connecticut. So happy you're on the show. What can we do for you today?
Wondering if you could pull some tarot cards for me.
Okay.
So what's your burning question?
I'd like to see how the Thanksgiving will go with my son, granddaughter, wife, and in-laws. There was some stress last year, but I'm hoping it's going to be positive, especially with my new granddaughter, who's an Aries.
That's funny. Talk about the synchronicities today.
I'm glad she's an Aries.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so
Aries
the cards
can be a lot
are
of
saying.
Fun.
Right.
I'm sorry. You both talked at once. Sorry.
Let's back up a little bit here. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay. So what I was saying was that the cards are talking about approaching the holiday. Ooh, a lot of background noise. Hold on just a second, Pat. I'm sorry. Rose, I got to put Pat on hold for a second. There's like way too much
noise
there.
I just put her on hold. So, Pat, we'll bring you back once Dax is done with his reading.
Okay, so a lot of the cards are swords cards. That's thoughts and ideas. It's talking about taking you want to take an analytical approach and not an emotional approach as you head into the holidays. Now, that said, I want to remind everybody real quickly that tomorrow's show, when I'm going to be on with Mary Brown, Saturday, November 23rd, the whole show is surviving the holidays stress-free. So you want to tune in for tomorrow's show for sure. And we'll have some information for you there. I also have a survivor's guide to the holidays on the Psychic Talk website, psychictalk.net. I got to get that up on the Tarot Guild website as well, thetarotguild.com. But I have that up there, and we'll be talking about all this tomorrow. But the big takeaway for Pat is to approach everything analytically. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but one of the things I get right off is the Tower card.
Ooh. Okay, that will need some explanation.
Yeah. Well, it's a card of sudden change, abrupt endings to things, unexpected events, shifting of priorities, shifting of foundation, things along those lines. The Tower card sometimes comes up, you know, when you're going to have some things come up. So it's a forewarning kind of thing here. But if you go into it, you know, the cards are really stressing the analytical approach. So if you go into this, no matter what comes up, if you don't react emotionally, see, that's the thing, is that we look at a lot of this and something happens or interplay with other individuals and we want to blame the outside forces, but in reality we have the control of how we're going to react to whatever comes up. I hope that makes sense for Pat.
You want me to bring her back on?
Yeah, we'll bring Pat back on here.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Did it make
sense? You know, last year was definitely the Tower card, and my son and I have been healing. I also know that my world is really, really crumbling. It's a process. So I'm not surprised about the Tower card. I am an emotional person. I know it is mainly about me and how I'm going to behave and react and, you know, try to be a really good guest. But with the tower, you actually see that happening again?
Yeah. Yes, but, you know, like I said, we don't know exactly what it is. I'd have to do a much longer reading to figure that out. It might not be as dramatic as last year, but there still might be, you know, frazzled feelings going on. And I'm going to give you another takeaway because I'm getting the Seven of Cups, and Cups is about emotions. And the Seven of Cups is a card of fantasy and illusion, reflection, sometimes confusion, dreams, choices, imagination, things like that. And the takeaway here is that you want to go into it with the previous information that came up about approaching it analytically and not reacting initially. Allow things to unfold. Where you're going to get into trouble is the Seven of Cups. If you have a fantasy idea of how things are going to unfold, and then that doesn't happen for you. Expectations.
Yep. Yes.
All right.
Yes, I'm trying to tear all expectations down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go into everything fresh. Yes. And don't be attached to what happened last time. It doesn't mean it's going to happen again.
Oh no.
You know,
the
fear I have with the Tower card showing up is not that it's destined, but rather that you draw it in and make it happen by approaching it the wrong way. Okay.
Oh, that's great advice. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Yeah. And I just want to let everybody know, tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, 714-816-4628. Write that phone number down or put it in your phone or your pad or what have you. So you have it's the same number for tomorrow's show and all of our shows all week long on Psychic Talk Radio. PsychicTalk.net is the main website. And you can just write down the URL, PsychicTalk.net/live. When you wake up tomorrow, just go there and that'll have the next show, tomorrow's show, all set up for you and everything like that. We'll be doing Facebook Live tomorrow. I'm not sure if Mary and I are on camera tomorrow or not on the Facebook Live. I'll have to check with her. And you can also listen in by calling in on the phone. Just don't press 1 if you don't want to be live on air. And you can listen on Blog Talk Radio as well to our shows. And I want to invite people to come over to the new Tarot Guild website. It's really shaping up. I think it's all pretty much ready to go. Got a page or two to pop up there and starting to get content on there as well, Rose. But we're about 98% there.
Great. That's fantastic. And Dax, thank you so much for doing that because I know you've been working hard and late and all that kind of stuff. Some people don't realize how much
The other day I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning. It was just insane. 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my God. I think I had 4 hours sleep that entire night. The URL is thetarotguild.com. Make sure you get the in there. And our old Ning website that we had back in, 2010, we're coming up on our 10-year anniversary of our first website was tarotguild.com. And that URL wasn't available, so we got the Tarot Guild. So make sure you put the in there. TheTarotGuild.com is the new website. It's 100% free to join. Go over and join the website. Lots and lots of great stuff on there. We got private messaging. We've got live chat, activity feeds, profiles, customizable profiles for everybody, forums, groups, events. It's like Facebook for tarot, folks. It is just fantastic. And we decided to do this because, the old servers, we had them for 10 years. They crashed finally, and we had to rebuild the website anyway, and we had a static website. We had moved off of Ning, and now we decided to go back because they've come a long way in 10 years. The platform is just amazing, and it's completely adaptable, you know, if you're looking on your pad or on your phone or on a laptop or computer, it's going to adjust automatically for those screen sizes and everything. It's just fantastic. And
yeah, it looks beautiful.
The main thing, it's going to be,
it really does.
It's going to be a lot of fun too, you know. And nowadays, people, you know, a lot of people are not big fans of Facebook, and you know, we're on Facebook. We do the Facebook Lives. We have 5,300 and something members on our Facebook group for the Tarot Guild. It's not like we're not going to use Facebook. You know, we're doing the Facebook Lives for the Psychic Talk radio shows now and everything. But a lot of folks are not big fans of Facebook, and you know, you just don't have the control. You never know what Facebook's going to do or change. And so we decided we needed to go back to having our own social networking community website for tarot, for the Tarot
Right.
Guild. And so, you know, we did all the research. We looked at a lot of different platforms, and the best thing out there was our old platform that we had in 2010. We created the website in 2009, actually, and officially launched January 20th, 2010, which is our 10th anniversary now, and also of the first radio show, Tarot Today. And it's my mom's birthday, January 20th as well. So we'll be doing our official big launch on January 20th, 2020 of the new website. But you can get in on the ground floor right now and come over to thetarotguild.com and join. It's 100% free and enjoy all the wonderful features. It really is Facebook for tarot, Rose. It's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. No, it's a beautiful site. I can't wait to log into it as well. Maybe that'll encourage me to finish the class. I'm so notorious
for
signing up for classes all over the internet, and I'm like, when are you going to do this?
Yeah.
I'm so notorious.
Well, I'm moving
But it's on my list for 2020 for sure.
I'm moving my Tarot by the Numbers course onto the website. I'm moving all the modules on right now onto the Tarot Guild website. It's available on the Psychic Talk website, psychictalk.net/learntarot. But we're going to have it right there on thetarotguild.com. It should be ready by this weekend. And we're going to be running specials for the launch of our new website and the holidays. You know, Black Friday's coming up, and all the holidays all the way through to the end of January, we're going to have 46% off if you want to get – we have a premium membership. We also have the Tarot by the Numbers course as well. And you can get both of those for 46% off right now. It's just gangbusters over there. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you want to book a private reading with me, just go over to thetarotguild.com, and you'll find me under members, or you can just click my icon anywhere there. It'll take you to my page. You can book a reading, or you can – contact me through the website there and chat with me. We also have live chat. I'm often on the live chat. I try to be there as much as I can to help people out with the new website and all. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we'll be back tomorrow. I can't wait. I'll be back with Mary Brown tomorrow. Surviving the holidays stress-free.
I will be back the Friday. A week from next Friday, right? Because Brynn and I gonna have our show the 6th, right? So I'll see you guys in December, and I have something in store for you for the mantra of the week. I think we're gonna focus on money and abundance because you know it's the holidays and people are looking for money. Gifts and buy gifts for yourself
and abundance for the new year.
Exactly. I always buy gifts for myself, so that's my tip for everybody because, you know, I always expect somebody to buy me the perfect gift, and it never happens for Christmas, so I just start buying stuff for myself. Not a lot, just one.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, all of our listeners and callers, and thank you for being here, Dr. Rose.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Dax, for being here on the show.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving for those who celebrate. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.